You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Okay, so you got, you probably could have already had that out, I would assume.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you guys were sort of going for the second one. Mm-hmm. All right, and that means the two of you are going on board, okay? Bezor arrives midship. You see Lori against the wall. The deck of the ship is wet, and you can make a dex check at -4, or otherwise slip, fall, and potentially go further than you intended.
13. Do I get any bonuses or anything from magic stuff?
Nope.
Okay, so my dex is 16, so I'm...
Just barely. Okay, so basically you just stumble, you slip to one knee, you go 3 or 4 feet further than what you intended to, but you would not be in position to immediately make another leap. Because the that slippery deck surface. You don't take any damage or anything. And the only person you see on deck is Lori, and she's now sagged down against the wall. And when she sags down, you see a big blood smear on the wall that obviously was behind her. And she has her sword still in her hand, and her head is kind of lolling back, and she's sort of... Her eyes are just sort of fluttering. And
okay, so does she look like she's like going unconscious or like she's dying?
She is on the verge of unconsciousness.
Okay.
And probably bleeding.
I go, step away, things.
Okay, so they don't look like they're going to step away because they look like they're held.
It makes this seem so much better.
No? Okay, then. Death is upon you.
I gave him a chance, I swear.
They're both held?
Yes.
Death is upon you.
You are dragon, they're both held.
Yeah.
And now Theon runs up next to you.
Oh, never mind. That is an unnatural state of standing. And then I go under the deck.
I beat him under the deck.
All right. The two of you race toward the hallway. Well, one could go fore, one could go aft. There are two hallways.
I go aft.
I will go for, I guess.
Okay.
Split the party.
All right.
I'm Eric.
I'm looking for something to backstab.
I may or may not sink this boat.
Well, that would assume something has its back toward you. And...
Yeah. I may or may not sink this boat. No,
I backstab things from the front.
That
time that I dove over the bed.
A dragon. Yeah,
that's true. It could occasionally happen under right circumstances. All right.
That's becoming really fast.
Why are you really bad?
All right, so the two of you charge below decks, and you encounter one seawolf. Both of you notice, I won't make you roll, that the ship suddenly feels a little less firm, as it may have been cast off from the dock, you think.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And
well, then,
you may roll initiative, sir.
I'm only one guy. I'm the only two wolves here.
Wait, there were wolves out there?
There were two seawolves that were unmooring the ship.
On the shore?
Yeah, they were on the dock.
Why did you come up here?
My plan was to go over here the whole time.
I didn't know they were out there.
You went right by them. Okay.
You're saying nobody told me.
Initiative two. Okay. So,
one plus one.
He goes in three. So, he turns on you. He has three attacks. You have...
You let your friend fight two by himself?
With the shield, I have 0 AC. Without it, I have 1. And then I have the cloak that makes the first one miss. Right, first hit miss.
Yep. Okay. And so he slashes at you with his claw. And misses.
Because of the cloak? Or do I know?
You don't know. Okay. He didn't hit you. That's
Wait,
you know.
Go help Lori, Theon.
Lori's fine.
On the verge
she's
of unconsciousness, bleeding to death.
Oh, yeah,
she's fine.
Bleeding to death on the deck.
Well, that's all fine.
Well,
and
she's not dead.
But people down here that are dying. All right.
He's got a point. Somebody else might be on the verge of dying if you don't get to him.
Well
somebody else might already be dead.
That's what I'm for.
Do I attack back now?
Yes,
alive,
hold it.
I don't even know who Lori is.
Gem encrusted sword flies.
You
don't know who people down there are.
He ducks under it. Zips over his head.
I am not rolling great today, guys.
You don't even know if they exist.
Lori, you're kind of like in close to them now. You can smell his wet dog fur. He smells like a wet dog. And he's got his hand up, pushing your hand out of the way and trying to keep the sword at bay. And he's trying to claw at your face with his other hand. Which it winds up like just missing the back of your head and runs up your hair. You feel it. And
bad puppy.
And he still has a bite. Okay. It, so you don't have the shield right now? You do.
Oh, I have to draw it because I threw the thingy.
Right, so.
It'd be zero AC, or one AC then.
Okay, because what kind of armor do you have?
Leather plus one.
Okay, so he bites down and his fangs like crack the leather armor and you hear the cracking of the armor, but you don't feel the singe of pain like he pierced the armor and cut into your flesh. And we'll do one more round with you before we go up there. Speaking of which, with Charlotte trying to fire again, you can see him engaging the creature. Yeah. I'll let you go ahead and do that.
Can she just see the other one getting entangled,
you
too?
Out of the room. Two shots, yeah.
Can she see the other one getting entangled, too?
Yeah.
18 and 7.
Okay, so were you attacking the one that Dearman was attacking, or are you attacking the one that he threw the rope at?
Dude, Tom Brady is such a slumber.
Okay, well, he's not really entangled yet, but the rope is starting. It's trying to entangle him. Yep, so the 18 is a hit.
Okay,
damage?
Time, my quarterback going at 3 points.
Silver 2.
32, 14.
Okay, silver arrow. You roll the 2 on the dice. Plus 1 for range, plus 2 for the bow, makes 5. Okay? And as far as you can tell, he was unwounded. Alright. And then we go to... That's when the actual combat exchange happens. She fires, then that happens. And then...
Jameson, Weston, Winston.
Charlotte can see... You don't see it because you're busy. Charlotte can see that the rope is... has basically entangled the... sea wolf's legs, like it's wrapped around its legs, so if it tried to run away it wouldn't really be able to do that very easily, and it has like grabbed the rope almost like the rope was an animate being, like it's an opponent, and it's trying to chew through the rope and trying to shred it basically, so it's fighting the rope is what it's doing.
Great.
Okay. It's and
the rope.
Now we'll do one more round of combat with you. You can fire again, too, if you want.
Ooh, that's a lot better.
Now, maybe he is engaged now, so now if you miss, there's a chance you'll hit him.
I rolled a 15.
That'll hit.
Jeez.
Number 1. Plus specialization adds 1 to the total.
Two.
2? Oh, wow.
He's projected over 200.
So it's 6 plus whatever sword does.
Okay.
We know it's magical.
Okay.
I'll shoot the one on
Deer Mood. It's the one on
Deer Mood? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Who is the running back that 37?
The 20 is definitely hit.
McCaffrey.
7's a miss. Chance of hitting Deer Mood.
3 would be 8.
How much?
5 on the damage show.
Okay, so 5 plus 3 is 8, yeah. Okay, he's definitely looking a little worse for wear. However, your second arrow skims the back of Deermut's head. Basically, it comes in and
it goes
like this. And so.
I forgot I have that. My cloak saved me.
Charlotte really likes shooting you for some reason.
Okay.
Well, as long as you only hit me once, we're good.
And then we'll go to.
Only hit me once, we're good.
You get all
what is your initiative?
Huh?
What is your initiative?
I was 2.
Okay, the creature. The new round, you rolled 2 again?
Oh, 7.
That's better. Okay, the creature has 7 as well, so simultaneous, and he gets 3 attacks. You could have, if you don't have your shield out, you could have drawn a dagger last round, which would bring your number of attacks up if you have a magical dagger.
I do have a magical dagger. I have my tree sing on that. And I will identify as my third combat with it.
Oh, that would be good.
Does my hat have proficiency with the dagger?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Where I'm at, can I see the ones that were on the
wall? Nope.
No.
Okay.
There's
a because the elevation. You can see him now because he's up there, up fighting now.
Look at me putting work into my magic.
Next round, I can roll initiative and join.
Yep.
So I make 2 attacks or 1?
You'll make 2 now.
Okay.
Okay, but you're simultaneous, so you'll match him. It'll be him and you, and then him.
Okay.
So go ahead.
So short sword, natural 20, dagger.
He missed with his first attack.
Okay. The dagger was 11.
Okay, roll damage to the short sword. Dagger.
It's the dagger we got from the tree psionic guy.
Do you know what AC it hit without the magic?
It's strength. Add the hit power ability. That was 18. So. Got this. So.
What was the dice roll?
I rolled 11, and then I have so plus 2 from my strength, and then I have 18 damage.
So that would be 13, so it's AC 5, plus the bonus of the dagger. That hits as well.
Cool. So I'll do... I need to find a d4. Aaron, I have your die. Somehow, yeah. It just is in my pile of dice. I just like look down, I see it just sitting there, like, what?
Because you're playing a thief, dude.
Now I'm a fighter. Oh, okay. So the short sword did rolled 2 plus 3 plus 2
are you sure?
7 plus whatever the Guttersby sword was.
Okay.
And then the dagger did 4 plus 3 7 plus whatever the dagger is.
Oh, we have sandwich stuff?
So 7, 14 plus the magic of the two swords. All together.
Okay. When the dagger attack, he gets simultaneous while that goes on. And he hits you.
Okay.
For 5. And your dagger attack puts him down.
Yes!
So you you slashed him with the sword, and then as he leaned in to kind of with his second claw and got a hold of your shoulder and ripped your armor and some muscle, at the same time you buried the dagger in his gut.
Push him off. Get off me!
And he falls and lays on the deck in the rain and a pool of blood spreading across the wood. Lightning flashes in the distance just at that moment.
Epic.
Okay.
Look at the other
one. So the dagger that you have is the tree scion dagger?
Yeah.
Okay, it's plus 2.
Plus 2 to hit and damage?
Yep, hit and damage.
Nice.
Okay. And, all right. See how this guy's doing against the rope real quick. Ooh, that's not good.
The rope, like, cleaning ass on this dude.
Okay, so he's still bound. He has severed the rope at least once, but it's still trying to entangle him. And you see that he put his guy down. Okay, and you saw, Brunson saw that as well.
My goal is to be making my way to the
so
other
he
guy.
Put his guy down. And the one that's being entangled by the rope is still entangling it, but he's ripped clean through the rope in at least one spot so far.
Oh,
shh.
I'm on.
Hey.
On.
Shh. Okay. Anyway, Brunson and Theon enter opposite hallways. Okay? You step into the hall, and I assume, listen.
Bazor
and Theon. Yes.
You're trying to even kill Bernie.
I did that too as a DM. I messed up all the time.
Okay.
You just get too many chances.
Both of you roll d20.
17. Also 17.
Crazy. Okay. So you step in the hallway and you hear a sickening, like, crunch, like someone's eating a bone, like eating a whole chicken or eating something that's got a lot of bone in meat.
Like celery bread.
Or
it's not far. Like, it's directly ahead and to the right, probably in the hallway.
It's like a mouthful of Cheetos.
Okay. Do you like infra? I would assume.
Sure. Yep.
Run improvising and sprint forward. Try to catch him off guard so I can backstab.
Okay, you have to turn the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, roll a dex check. Straight up is fine.
Made it by 2.
Okay. So you basically plant your left foot against the baseboard just in the hallway there. And as you turn the corner, what you see is pretty gruesome. There are what appear to have been 3 captives, maybe more, because now it's pretty much a mess, that were tied up in the hallway. And there are 2 sea wolves that have just decimated them, and they're pretty much dining still. And the one sea wolf plainly has his back to you, doesn't even know that you're there. The other one probably sees you you know, through his, at least his peripheral vision out the side of his head, but they're pretty well engrossed in killing the captives.
So if I backstab the one, do you think that I could come out of it and backstab the other one before he turned around?
No, probably not. You could, if you went quickly, you might be able to backstab like one with each hand. It's the best shot you'd get. If you do, otherwise, you're going to backstab one hit with both weapons, and the other guy's going to be ready.
I don't think that I could kill them with one weapon.
You don't really know how strong they are. You know, the party killed them before without too much difficulty.
Worst case scenario, I'll hit them both.
I'll go with one for each.
Yeah, it's like the 7-10 split. You take one pin for sure, or do you try for both? And get nothing.
Right?
Or
get a
field
goal.
Yeah,
field goal. Ball goes through
the ball. Alright, so what do you do? Charge up and attack.
Okay, I'm going to hit the one, so I'm going to hit the one that is looking at me with my dagger.
Okay.
And the one that isn't with my sword.
Okay.
So...
And you'll get who I don't qualify as a backstab against both of them.
Yep. Okay. Dagger.
Remember, you also have Psycho with you.
Anatomy? No.
Yeah.
No, Psycho went the other way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, when...
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
You went in your hallway. You heard what sounded like a female voice ahead somewhere. You know, it's not in this hallway, but it's in the rooms on this end of the ship. And... It was like a panting with a little bit of a squeal, like,
So like a one-sided combat, potentially.
Okay. Yeah.
Anatomy.
Okay, I'll go in there with...
Is it two?
Yeah. Okay.
So I made that. Dagger.
All right.
19. Sword.
Roll a d20 here.
So the dagger, I would assume that 13 hits, that's AC, like, -2.
Both.
The dagger.
Okay. You go down the hallway, you turn to the right, there's a door on the left, you're sure that's where the sound came from.
Six times.
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
6 times 5. So the dagger is 30.
Check and see if the door is locked, open the door.
Just open it.
Okay. Grab the handle,
six,
throw it
six,
open.
Yes, 9.
It's a like a lever handle.
Do
like
you have a little screwdriver?
On my pocket knife.
And the sword is 36. Dagger's 30, sword is 36.
Okay, say it again.
The dagger is 30. The sword is 36.
Okay. So you step up, you drive the short sword into the back of the guy just under his arm. You're sure he dies instantly, and he sloughs off and lays in the pile of what was formerly his dinner. The other dagger, you reach out and you basically stick it in the head of the guy, of the other creature, and his eyes immediately glaze over, and you think he's dead as well.
I'll just stab him each once for good measure.
Okay. At first survey, it appears that all of the prisoners are dead.
Yeah, not surprising.
Okay. Okay.
Thief.
Got one more round inside the boat. So,
we'll
and Bezor has a round right now. So you have two rounds to deal with whatever. Or no, actually, because you charge, you open the door. So that was one round.
Hit him hard.
All right, you look in there. What you see...
Did they see you? Yeah, you did something wrong.
What you see... is a woman. She does not give the appearance of a combatant, really.
Was she the one from the office fight?
No.
Okay.
She looks more like a cook, maybe, or a maid.
Okay.
Okay. And she is not dressed appropriately for male visitors of the non-intimate variety. Her clothing is only partly on, and like that. This apparently is the captain's chamber, and... there's a four-poster bed here. It's disheveled. The armor's on an armor dummy, that kind of thing. And she has jumped up. She's out of the bed, to the back of the bed, and there is a single sea wolf in the room. Oh, wait. Nope. I'm sorry. Hold on. There are two, actually. And right. And the one has gone around the bed and is basically closing in on her with his claws bared. And she has a knife that looks about like a letter opener. And she is fending him off with that knife in her right hand. And her left hand, she has a lantern. And, you know, her clothing is falling open as she's not making any attempt to keep herself concealed.
Okay. Then I will just attack
her. Okay. You may roll initiative.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So I have a 4, a 2, and my letter opener is a 3. Right? They are not aware of your approach, but are engaged in combat, so not considered surprised. So you have initiative, you step up, and I assume try to attack one.
Yes. Okay,
plus 4 from behind and unawares.
1.
All that advantage.
How dramatic!
All that advantage and everything there. And you roll.
Okay.
I mean, Eric, help me!
Okay.
You go. All right, so you step up, and you step up, and you raise it over your head. And you're going to bury it in the skull of this creature, and you feel very vicious at the moment because there's a helpless woman here. And you go, and when you do, the axe gets stuck in the canopy of the bed over your head.
What?
So you go like this, you go, and you hear it rip, and then you hear, "Let Eric." Oh. And you're pulling, it's stuck.
Uh-oh. Your one weapon.
Help me, Eric.
Help me! Bird, I've gotten my axe stuck. Okay? The creatures...
Quick, before my eagle goes down far enough to not be able to tell you what to do.
Okay, the creature near you turns on you. It'll be a little bit later initiative, but he turns toward you. And the other one continues to go after the woman.
Okay.
Okay. She extends the lantern out and basically parries his first blow with the lantern. But it's made of glass, and it shatters and spreads burning oil across the bed and the floor of the room in a streak. So she goes across. And now there's a fire ranging about 8 foot wide, a mini wall.
Kaputa
if you will.
Leaping it into the fire. Okay. I like it works that way.
You notice that he does cringe away from the fire somewhat. She tries to stab him with her letter opening knife and misses. And he tries to slash her with his other claw while also avoiding the fire and misses.
It's a very bizarre moment.
And I'm not going to give him his bite. So that leaves the guy on you. All right? So as you're pulling the axe out of the canopy, he slashes at you with one claw and misses. Slashes you with the other claw and hits. For 8 points. Almost maximum.
Ooh.
All right? And then he's going to try to bite you. And he missed.
Okay.
8 points.
Okay, and that ends the round. All right, now we're caught up inside, outside. Everybody's on the same time frame. So you see they've got one guy who's being, the rope is trying to entangle him, and he's ripped it at least in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte sees that as well. You have just finished your guy. You see that one guy as well. Okay, roll a d20.
18.
Okay. So that is the only opponent that you see.
That's ominous.
You do notice that the boat is unmoored and has drifted a few feet away from the shore.
I'm going to deal with the other wolf.
Okay. Roll initiative. Are you firing a missile fire, Jenny?
Yeah.
So you're firing a missile fire.
6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless something happens that I'm on a roll. 10 and 11. Okay.
Okay.
11 plus 1 is 12. What's your dex?
17.
13, 14. Total. 12 because of the rain. The 11 is a hit, the 10 is not. You need an 11 to hit.
Nice.
Split it right down the middle.
Roll 5 on the
dice, I'll eat. Okay, awesome. All right, so the somewhat entangled and otherwise theoretically unwounded sea wolf is wrestling with the rope, gets an arrow that comes through, mostly goes through his fur, but it definitely carved a crease in his hide as well. And that arrow goes past and sticks in the side of the boat. Actually, shatters on impact with the boat.
Oh.
Silvering an arrow makes it rather frail.
Yeah, silver's a solid one.
Because it's so wood some. Okay. Now we're in melee. And so...
I rolled a six.
Is Brunson and me doing something?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we're melee 9.
Yeah, 9.
Okay. Brunson's flying.
I am casting magic missile. All
right.
Targeting the one that's getting out of the rope.
Okay, which is going off an 8, and no one else has gone yet. So damage?
Okay. It's 1, 3, 5, 7.
Correct.
So 4 missiles. That's 2. 1 is 3. 2 is 5. And 1 is 6, plus 4 is 10. That's crappy damage.
Okay. Arrows soar in and hit him in the chest, and he caves over dead. But he falls, bounces off the dock, and then slips between the dock and the boat into the water.
Oops. Sorry, bro.
My rope.
Because your rope. It was already ripped.
It was already ripped.
It was a magic rope.
Yes, it appears that
I know these things.
At least 2/3 of the rope has followed him into the sea. Now he's probably just laying there. You could probably get it back, but
I have more rope.
You just rushed up there.
The sea will regenerate him.
Yes, but not more rope that does stuff on command.
Yeah, I have more rope I can use to get him out.
Oh yeah, yeah. You could probably just drop down and see if you can grab any piece of it and tell it to return. That's all you really would need.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll try that.
Just give me a dex check.
Oh, maybe now you have 2 smaller
nailed
ropes
it by 6.
Okay, so yes, you grab a piece of the rope, you tell it to return, you get it back. How long was it originally?
I actually didn't have that written down.
I think it was 40 feet, if I'm not mistaken. 40? It was 40 before, it's 30 now.
Dude, Tommy, maybe you have 2 ropes of entanglement now.
I don't think it works that way.
A 10 and a 30.
I guess the 10 foot, and it does not feel magical.
So maybe I just do it in 2 15 pieces.
Okay. Anyway.
It's a good way to fight multiple companions.
So.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Batman. He's leaping buildings.
As you reach down into the water and grab the rope and command it to come back, roll a d20.
Aww. 7.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna miss.
You see at least one, possibly as many as 3 other sea wolves that are in the water between the boat and the dock, and they are pushing the boat away from the shore.
Are they stabbing them?
No, they're not within reach.
All I do is stab things right now.
It would be if you were on the boat.
I need spells back.
You're just adding to how many you need back. That's all you're doing at this point. Saving the world on low fuel.
How far is the gap between the boat and the dock right now?
10 feet.
I might be able to leap that.
You should be able to.
I'll attempt it. Why not?
Okay.
If you can't leap 60 feet, you're not a real fighter.
We're going to do this now, but you're actually getting ahead of time on the people that are down below. Roll 2d6.
9. 16.
Okay, so you leap, but it's sloppy. You land basically on the rail rather than on the deck,
okay.
And you have to kind of roll onto the boat.
That's fine.
And you'll take... D3 minus 1 points of damage.
So 2 points.
Okay. Congratulations on your good dice rolling skills.
weird.
Okay. Alright. So you see him leap over onto the boat.
Da, 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 da. Ow.
as the boat is getting further away, and both of you can roll and see if you spot the creatures in the water. Roll D20.
13.
15.
And what's your wisdom? What's 10. Your wisdom?
16.
Pretty sure it's 10.
All right. You notice that there are creatures, sea wolves, in the water that are pushing the boat away from shore. That's why it's moving away from the shore so rapidly.
Are the other wolves still held?
Do I think Dermot can hear me?
Yeah, probably.
Dear man, there's more in the water pushing the boat.
Working on it.
You don't see them at first, but then you hear her yell that. You're not on the same floor, but it's close.
Working on it.
Well, that completes my help.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back in the room with the dreaded foe. New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step. First of all, roll a dex check at -2 to see if you've freed Eric to begin the round with him free.
4.
Nailed it.
Problem? Initiative? You have 2 creatures and a woman.
3. This isn't good.
That's the first time I've used that rule.
This isn't really good because that means my next roll is going to be 2.
It's going down, yeah. I already rolled. Okay. All right, so...
I understood the risk.
The first sea wolf goes in 5. That's the one on you. He claws at you.
I'm just glad they weren't too strong.
Successfully, I might add. Ooh, max, 9 points of damage.
I was worried they were going to be tougher.
It's getting ugly. It's adding
up.
9.
Okay.
And then that brings us to your attack.
Be good.
All right, I'm on it.
One at a time.
I'm going to hit him with Eric.
Roll the hit. Let's not roll a 1 this time, shall we?
3.
You are cranking.
It's not a 1.
Not
okay.
A 2.
He says, let Eric help you.
It would be much appreciated.
Roll a d20.
4.
C.
Hey,
okay.
Caught up.
The, you go. And the creature has totally stepped aside, and you bring the axe head down, and you don't, even though it wields like a dagger, it's still out of place. It's not going to hit him. And then Eric helps you, and it just goes whoosh, right toward the creature, and it embeds firmly in his side, assuming you can roll good enough on a d20 damage.
Cocked. 20.
Yeah,
nice.
There you go. Okay. It embeds in the creature's side.
Why don't
you
roll high against an enemy?
Its ribs snap and guts splay across the room, and it caves over dead.
Yummy. Rookie numbers.
Okay.
What kind of damage is that, brother?
And you feel a compulsion to press the attack.
In melee combat as a mage. It's pretty good.
What? You feel a compulsion to press the attack, but
as
you don't get extra attacks.
Really?
Yep.
Whereas
what if I try to press the attack?
Yes, you can press the attack. But you don't, like, he's not taking over you.
I did 66 damage in melee combat as a fighter, as a thief.
He's not doing, so I'm not getting another attack because he's not taking over.
Actually,
right.
And you backstab.
I think it was my defect.
You are not skilled enough to attack
like
5 times in a round with an axe.
So, is my backstab equivalent to him having a sentient?
You're skilled enough
though.
To attack. Correct, but he's not in control. You are.
Well, my ego's down like 2 points right now, though.
Is it?
Just the first time he rolled good against an opponent.
That's right, because I forgot you got hit, yeah. Okay, so he is in control, and so you wildly step forward after the other creature. What was your initial initiative?
3.
Okay, so the one died. All right, good. And this guy, the woman's gonna do her stab with the letter opener before you can get there. Ah, she hit him. She scratches a groove in his chest, and then he's gonna take one swipe at her. He missed. Oh, cranking. And he knocked over the nightstand and papers and. Stuff, the doily that was on the top, that kind of thing, all falls on the floor. And she dances backwards. She's about as far back from him, she really doesn't have anywhere to go now as she can be. And then you step in with the axe, and you may roll to hit.
All right. 19.
Ooh. Okay. And
get on my
you hit, roll a d20 damage. He's really not defending.
18. 20,
19, 18. Ooh,
right. You swing down, you hit it in the shoulder, take its right arm off, which is, gushing blood, and it caves immediately to one knee. You whip the axe around, feeling a blood frenzy as it's clearly not dead. It needs to be struck again. And you may roll to hit.
I'm attacking at the same thing?
But you hope so. You're not in control, remember?
11.
Yep. Okay. And you may roll on a d6. On a 1 through 5, you will hit the sea wolf again. On a 6, you will hit the woman.
1.
Okay.
I don't know. Those odds seem kind of skewed towards the sea wolf.
Oh, yeah, because that's what you were initially attacking.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know,
so you bury the axe in its head. And it becomes stuck.
Thank you.
And it pulls over to the floor. Roll a d20. Half dex to see if you free it and continue the attack against the woman.
12.
Okay, so no. So you spend enough time shaking off the head of the sea wolf that you don't attack the woman.
Good. That's why you don't fight with a woodsman's axe. It gets stuck at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't play with the woodsman.
That's actually a good thing, because then you didn't kill the woman. Actually worked to his advantage.
I think that's why they made it a woodsman's axe.
So it gets stuck in everything.
Yeah, so it gets stuck, so you stop hitting stuff.
That's convenient. Alright. Okay,
it's
also
not meant to be used, like, inside.
She says, thank you. She's trying to put her dress up on her. So,
don't even worry about it.
She's covered. Now she's, like, as she's saying that, she's like, her face and her body's like totally covered in sea wolf blood and guts. But she's like, thank you.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. I'm just doing adventuring stuff.
Simple guy doing simple things.
The fire is spreading rapidly.
Oh. I kind of forgot about that. Why'd you do that?
Well, it was keeping them back for a minute. I didn't know he was going to scatter all over. I think the boat's going to burn down.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I really could usually do something about this.
Okay. Do it.
Now
she pulls the blanket. She's like pulling the blanket off the bed and trying to flip it over and put it out and stuff.
Well, now's not the best time, to be honest.
Help me fight the fire! Don't just stand there!
Color spray wouldn't do anything, would it?
No.
Okay.
All
right.
So all the way on the other side of the boat, Theon hears the, help me fight the fire, don't just stand there!
Is there...
And your elven nostrils tingle with the smell of smoke.
Is there a chromatic orb variant that's like water or something?
I think ice.
Imagine you're being attacked by these monsters and the guy who comes to save you has a woodsman axe, sticks it in the top of his head, pulls out, starts.
I feel like when Bezor fights too, he's screaming the entire time when he fights.
Yeah, when Eric's in control, you hear him, I don't think
I have one.
Okay, that would be why I don't have one.
That's
a death. Well, he needs it more than I need it. All right. Anyway, so you can look at that.
The only way to fight. Screaming.
Checking through the rooms and making sure there's not any more.
Yep.
Okay. You do not see any more.
Are there any more people?
In this end of the boat, no.
What's in this end of the boat?
I have light, heat, fire.
There's what looks to be like a pantry, the kitchen type area.
Stinking cloud,
and then there was
magnetism and paralysis.
1, 2, 3 cabins.
Mm. Oh, you stinking cloud, and then we won't be able to smell the smoke.
What?
I wonder if you can use stinking cloud to snuff up the fire.
Okay.
It's not flammable.
I will go and see if
I think it works that
the seawolves probably don't have anything on them. I'll go see
that it replaces the oxygen in the air.
Just quickly checking to see if there's anything anywhere for them to hold it.
That is kind of how science works.
Anywhere for what?
For them to hold valuables.
That is not science.
On the sea wolf? Oh,
yeah,
the captain. No, it looks like they were stripped when they were tied up.
But I mean,
they were left here. It looks like literally they were stacked like cordwood.
I guess I'm going to go look for...
All right, so here's the question. If I used the stinking cloud one, would it suffocate the fire, do I think?
Maybe, or because it's such a stinky gas, it might be flammable.
I don't want to find out.
Alright.
Nope, doesn't work.
Alright, I need you to go. I'm going to tell the woman. I need you to go up to the top of the deck and get Lori and take her to the opposite end of the boat from where we are right now. I think I might possibly have a way, maybe, to to put the fire out right away, right here, right now.
Either they'll put the fire out or the bullet will blow up in fantastic fashion.
Okay. There are two options here. One is the fire goes out.
Well, her efforts to put out the bedding and the fire on the floor have been useless. So it's worse off than when she started trying to put it out. So it's spreading really fast.
All right, get out. Go.
Okay, go. She gathers up some personal belongings.
Get Lori from on the deck.
And you notice that she takes a pretty fat pouch that was sitting on a silver tray on the on a stand by the door.
Mm. Should be painted.
Then she goes running, Lori, down the hallway.
Okay. All right, and I'm beginning casting the stinking cloud variant of chromatic orb. And I stand outside the room before I do this.
Okay. You're going to stand outside the room, you're going to hit it with Stinking Cloud, Chromatic Orb, and hope that that doesn't just, like, destroy this whole end of the ship.
Yes.
Beautiful. Is anyone doing anything outside?
If the boat explodes, it's not my fault.
Are you
going
to try to do anything about the guys that are pushing the boat? You shooting the guys that are pushing the boat?
There's still some that are held, right?
Go ahead and roll. There are two on the deck of the ship that are held.
When I get out, that's what I'm going to coup de grace the held ones.
Okay, roll percentile dice.
Well, like, it's a poison.
Roll the one, or what do you...
I'm taking care of the ones on the...
You're worried about down below, okay?
There's nothing I can do.
19.
I might be about
options.
To die.
I'm out.
I really
don't
know what to die.
47.
Okay, that's enough. Killed one.
19 is 3.
7.
19 is a hit.
I'm stabbing down. Can I reach the dagger,
that's
too?
Enough.
Max
yep.
damage for 9.
Yeah, as long as you lay down on the side, on the edge of the boat, you can. Yeah.
Okay. So, two attacks?
Max?
Yeah,
okay. You see one arrow come in, hits one of the creatures.
Ah!
Okay. And, I'm going to give you +3 on initiative because he's weedy when you start. But if you don't double his initiative, then you only get one attack before he attacks you back.
Okay. I got +3, you said?
Yeah.
8.
Okay, nope, you're only going to one attack.
That's fine.
And then he'll claw up at you.
Short sword!
And I won't let him try to bite you, either way.
I roll.
He's got to reach.
10 plus a short sword plus 2 to hit, or for specialization?
1 for specialization.
1 to hit, okay.
1 for strength, right? So 1.
2 for strength. So I got 18, 62.
So you're at 13.
Plus whatever the sword is. So when I bought a Guttersby, the fairy scabbard one, whatever.
Okay, so that's going to miss.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's going to claw back at you, and he'll miss.
How about that? And then dagger.
Okay.
11. That's not going to hit.
One better than last time?
Yeah, but then I'm not specialized as a dagger.
Oh, no, that's
the
miss.
Same AC.
Okay, he's going to claw at you again. Oh, and he hit this time.
This is his first hit.
If you missed cleanly the first time. I'll
get
you. Okay. So,
that's true.
Alright, so that's gonna end the round. Brunson's out because he's out of juice.
Me too.
And the one that you're attacking is the one that Charlotte actually shot.
Okay.
And there are two others. Okay. Both of the others climb up onto the boat now that it's moving out away, and so there's one on either side of you.
Exactly.
And you're laying on the ground, attacking the one in the water. Okay. So as we begin the new round, Theon comes back out. When you get outside, or I'm sorry, no, you came back out. You killed the two guys. You turn and look. You see him. He's jumped onto the boat. He's laying down. He's attacking one that's in the water. And you see two others crawl up, one on either side of him, onto the boat.
Do I think I can backstab them?
No. They're basically facing toward you. So one of them is probably going to come after you, and one is going to come after after him.
The deer.
Plus there's one in the water yet.
Because the elk
silver fox.
Have no fear. The boat will explode.
I guess I go meet him. How many spells? So
okay, you can roll initiative.
Really
you can roll initiative.
Not really useful in meeting. I rolled a
Charlotte
2.
Continuing to fire.
I rolled a 3, yeah. Which becomes
you got
a
the guy,
6.
You got one guy in the water. It's the guy he's fighting. Two guys came
one.
Up out of the water onto the boat. One of them is going after Theon. One of them is going after Dearman. So Dearman's going to have 2 on him, and one of which is
you're fighting
water.
One in the water.
One of the ones on Dearman.
They were pushing the boat, and I shanked that one.
If you shoot, can you shoot in the water? A miss will not hit.
How low to the ground is this boat?
The deck sits about maybe 3 to 4 feet off the water.
Huh. And I'm laying down, so I'm like...
I thought this was like a...
It's a cargo ship, but this is a river. This is not like an ocean.
Like a galleon. Yeah, I was going to say...
It's a
galleon. Even galleons. They're big boats, but when they're loaded with cargo, their deck only sits like 10, 15 feet.
Yeah,
it's enough for 2 rows of cannons.
I was imagining like a 2-3-mast frigate.
this is not a frigate. It's more like a sloop.
Yeah, this ain't...
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
It's a frigate. It's not going on the river.
Yeah, well, it's a big river, but still, it's more like a sloop. All right, anyway, so the guy's on top. Oh.
Guy's on top.
Guy in the water.
Guy's on bottom.
Did you roll, Jenny?
Neither hit.
Okay.
See,
and then, also, the woman comes running out at this point yelling, Lori, Lori, Lori. And then she gets to the doorway and she goes, ah! As she sees the creatures coming up. Lori is passed out sitting on the ground against the wall. She's late teens, early 20s, beautiful blonde, has her hair comes down the side, but right now her hair and her body are matted with blood. And her breathing seems at least erratic.
Dan, do you want a sandwich?
Yes, please. It would be wonderful.
And our turkey?
Yes, that sounds good. Thank you. I like ham and turkey together, actually.
You want cheese or mayo?
Cheese, no mayo. Mayo is the rotten milk of society.
Well, it's more of a Miracle Whip.
It's not cool enough to like
mayo. Cheese is literally rotten milk.
I can eat mayo, but here's the thing.
I said delight mayo.
Why would I? It's just extra calories. I don't need it. It doesn't taste good enough to make me want to eat it, so why would I eat it?
Because it's salad dressing, so when I eat it, I think I'm eating a salad.
There you go. That's a good plan, yeah.
Lots
all right.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
That's right.
On deck, Mealy. 9, 8, 7.
Did Michael Magic Orb go off? Yeah.
This round. 6.
6.
Okay. You're up. You have doubled his initiative. You may take both of your attacks.
14.
Is no bonuses this time.
Yeah.
Still a hit.
Okay, good. I was going to say that's like a 2 base.
Thank you, Jenny.
D4. 6.
6 damage. Okay.
12. That's not as good. So that's at 9. Or no, that puts me at 15, which is attack of 0, I believe.
Thinking it
yeah, it's attack of 0.
Good AC 0 is a hit. Damage?
Off of things like that. So
you did 9 on the first one?
What?
9 on the first one?
The
9 damage on the first attack?
6.
6 damage.
And then this one does 7.
Or more dense,
but it's 13.
6 and 7 is 13.
I think that makes it less likely to plan.
Okay, he goes down. He sags to the ground.
Well, I really overkilled those 2, didn't I? I almost tripled the damage that I just did on the one.
They make them look really vicious in this picture, though. Doesn't that look really vicious?
Let me see.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they look like if you're 0 level. Your first level. That's what they look like, your first level. Alright. That was in 6. Right? This is 6.
Yeah.
Okay. 5. 4. You have a 2. They both have 2s, but one just died. So. Oh, the one in the water has a 4. He beat you on this. Oh, he doubled it. He gets to put up his tag before you do. And your cloak has already done its fanciness. But he misses anyway. And
weave.
He missed twice.
Weave again.
Yeah. That's really good. Thank you. That's the best sandwich I've had all day. Your turn, sir.
I stand up.
You're standing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm attacking the one that's on the boat with me.
Okay. So the one in the water will not be able to reach you now, but he already attacked this round, so.
It doesn't matter. He has to climb now.
Okay, and you're simultaneous with the guy coming at you on the boat. Go ahead.
Nine. I missed.
You missed each other. Again.
Le dagger. Natural 20.
He missed again.
For two daggers plus two, so 8.
8 points?
Yeah. 3 plus 5.
He's unwounded. He's going to try to bite you. Ooh. He missed. And the back end of the boat, you summon the chromatic orb. At the last second, you look at it appraisingly, like, this is going to work. You throw it in there. Roll a d20 first of all to see if you hit the fire directly.
17.
Okay.
Oh dear.
So this is what you see. It's really cool. It goes in and explodes. And you see the gas goes, and it's from where it hit, it's filling up the room. And for a moment, you can't see the fire. And then you notice that the flames are tracing along the edge of the bottom of the gas. And as it expands, before it ever can get to fully to its size, the fire is burning along the air, along the gas of the orb created. And then you feel almost, it's almost like the air behind you being sucked past you into the room. And
close the door.
The curtains on the wall begin to burn. The bed is engulfed in flames. The canopy of the bed is engulfed in flames. The floor, it spreads across the floor. And you basically think it's getting a lot of fuel really fast.
Whoops. Are the alchemy supplies still on this boat?
No, they were in Owa's cabin, which is on this end of the boat, but not this room.
Wait, so they are in the boat?
They were in the boat, yes.
Let's go.
I'm going to Owa's, but I think.
Go to her cabin.
Close the door.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to shut the door? Okay. Yeah. Shuts the door. Brushes himself off.
They're supposed to be fire rated in 15 minutes, so just say.
Okay. That wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Fire's been taking care of everybody.
Relatively. From a certain point of view.
So you step over to Owa's cabin. The door is shut and locked.
And knocked on it a lot.
Okay. No answer.
Oh.
Okay.
Put your feet down.
The woman who came out from below did scoop up Lori's unconscious body and move her to the opposite end of the boat, like dodging the rolling melee that you guys are having on the boat, but she did kind of like carry her to the other end. And you heard her go all the way, oh my, oh my, oh my, as she was carrying her across the boat. All right.
If Owa doesn't answer in like 3 seconds, I'm kicking the door in.
Okay, yeah, she didn't answer that. She kicked the door in. Do you kick doors in? Is this a thing that you do?
No.
Okay.
Let Eric
After
help.
Kicking the door, you don't think this is going to work out.
I put my feet on the door. Wait.
Yeah. Wait, I think you've been here before.
Let's see how this works out. This will be great.
I think you've been here before, actually.
You get flashbacks of that first ceiling at which you discovered how these work. And you think this is not a good idea.
But does it apply the same amount of force to the thing I'm jumping off of? Because that's like what, what's his name said? Einstein, I think.
Isaac Newton.
Newton.
Every reaction has an equal...
Yeah, equal push on both surfaces.
Equal and opposite reaction.
You do not remember deep footprints in the sand when you leapt.
Magic is dumb.
This artificer is opposing his reality on the universe.
All right.
You know how that goes.
I chopped the door in with Eric.
Okay. All you gotta do really is top the handle off, probably.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Roll to hit.
10. Oh, yeah.
5.
Okay. You hit the handle. It severs off the door, but then you go...
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
Go into like a berserk rage and you hack the door like 5 more times, the hallway on both sides like 2 or 3 times until you break out into a rich sweat, water, like sweat is rolling down inside your robes. And then you stand there frothing at the mouth and then you're fine.
Now walk
in. The froth drips down your chin.
I just walk in there and I go, oh, Oh,
okay, you step in the room. It's not a very big cabin. It's like 6 by 6 feet. And she is not in the room, but you do see her satchel and a couple barrels and stuff like that. Basically, the alchemy supplies are here, but she's not.
Can I get to the stairs before the fire does with these?
Yeah, you didn't come downstairs. You didn't go upstairs. You're only like literally 5 feet from the main deck right now.
Uh-huh.
That door is...
Lower pretty fine, he's just like rolling.
But it's gonna take some. I mean, you got 2 barrels, and you're probably only strong enough to carry 1 at a time. Her satchel, 3 or 4 bags. You think if this stuff gets hit by the fire, that could be bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna start with a barrel and her satchel, and I'm gonna take them up.
Okay, the barrel is leaking a little bit as you roll it out, but it's not too much.
Why is it leaking?
It is. It leaves us just a small trail of black pine powder on the ground.
What?
Whatever.
It doesn't look dangerous.
No.
Yeah, it looks dangerous.
Maybe it's fire retardant.
Let's throw it on the fire.
And that's how the TPK happens.
So you're out on the deck and you've got 1 barrel. Alright. Meanwhile.
Next barrel. And the bags.
Meanwhile. Are
really,
you doing again, Denny?
Munitions.
Yep.
Delivery.
Roll the hit.
Disguised as an alchemical delivery.
Is this going to be a separate combat too with the sword? Or is this all 1 combat?
Because
I fought the ones down there and then I hopped on?
No, I would say it'd be a separate combat.
Okay. Then I would have identified a gutter speed sword too.
Is +1 to hit? However, it is at least +1 to damage. There seems to be something different about it, so you have not identified it yet.
12 and 16.
Oh.
Oh.
Both hit.
Might be a good 2 grand I spent there.
Both times for damage dice.
Okay. He had just started to climb up, like he was going to get up onto the boat, and you hit him square in the back with 2 arrows, and he sags down.
I'm gonna call him
unconscious. Probably dead.
That would be crazy.
Charlotte finished off the last one that was in the water.
I'm going to call it the Fey Blade.
You said a Beyblade.
The Beyblade.
And?
You said D6 +1.
So Theon is clear, doesn't have anybody. Weirwood is fighting one still, and going at it pretty hot and heavy. And we're in initiative on the deck. Are you going to continue to fight?
What's your favorite cartoon series?
You want to go do healing on Lori? The whatever this maid woman or whoever she was, she ran across the deck carrying her unconscious. Going, oh my, oh my, oh my, as she was carrying her. You did notice that though Lori is unconscious, her arms dangling down and she had her short sword in her hand. She was being carried across the deck unconscious. Her sword is still in her hand.
I guess I'll go stabilize her.
Snatch.
You can roll natural healing. Roll natural healing.
Heal, snatch. That's a deep cleric right there. 5.
5, 6, sir. Her.
Point.
No, it's sleeping.
Oh, okay. She is conscious.
Because there was no previously agreed upon.
She opens her eyes, flutter open.
All healing declared.
Welcome back.
You
demands
know,
payment.
What happened? Hey, are they gone? She looks past you
not
to
quite.
See Dearmid fighting. And this would be the moment. Now, this is when you have to do something really dramatic. She just looked just now. Okay. Anyway, the creature attacks you. And missed. Your turn.
9.
You missed as well.
He does a backflip and it causes him to miss.
Oh boy. He looks like he needs help.
Okay. Ah, the creature hit. And he already missed with his hit last round, so this one is 7 points of damage.
Oh no, I actually have damage on
him. I've been hurt. Okay, and he still has a bite coming.
I have a dagger. Exactly. Aha, 15.
That'll hit.
As I slide down on my knees like a rock star and slash at his belly for 7 points of damage.
I have single
seven? That's enough. Down he goes.
I really am sliding like a rock star.
Yes. Yeah. So he really flashly ducks under and stabs up into its inner thigh, and then he just kind of like, he's really strong, so he lifts it up and slams it down like a crumpled rag doll, and it slides off his tiny little dagger.
I'm a monster!
Tommy, I single-handedly caused the encounter with the,
she says,
with the whole thing.
And breathes kind of heavy like this. But it's probably because her guts ripped open. That's
right. I single-handedly
she did just get almost killed by a sea wolf.
This encounter with the wolf things, from just fighting some wolf things in the sewer into fighting them on a flaming boat that is probably about to explode.
Yeah.
I brought the boat here. I brought the woman who lit the boat on fire here. I brought the alchemical device here. And I provided all the fuel for the fire.
Yes. So Bezor has moved a large barrel, it's about the size of a quarter cask, out from the one hallway. And he's now coming out with a second one. And he's got a satchel over his shoulder. And then he's carrying the barrel, but he's got a bag that's about, it looks like it's about a 20-pound bag of powder that's on top of the barrel. And he brings that out and he sets it down in the middle of the dock. And just as he does that, there's an explosion on the back and the glass windows of the ship fly, shards fly out into the water in the, what must have been the captain's quarters.
The boat's on fire, by the way!
What did you do?
Now that just thinks herself, I think Bezor was involved in that one.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Many Bezors were involved in making this explosion.
No one else is that insane.
I don't think insane is the word you're looking for.
Help me get these things on shore, somehow.
Yeah, how do we do that?
Okay, so the boat has drifted out probably a good 25 feet from shore. In fact, you'll notice there's two islands.
How deep is the water?
And it has nosed out, and so it's really kind of between those two islands now.
Maybe we'll get shipwrecked, or maybe we'll hit...
Yeah, it'll most likely hit the islands, because it's not under control.
I'm double-checking for any wolves pushing a boat, anything like that.
How deep is the
water? There do not appear to be any more wolves.
How deep is the water here?
Oh, actually, wait, roll a different.
17.
It's got to be at least 15 feet.
17, matched my wisdom.
Okay, so dang. You check along your side, you don't see anything. Okay. Check the other side?
Sure.
Okay, when you check the other side, you notice that the edge of the boat, where it's drifting out, is getting toward that bigger island. Now, that bigger island is a good 60 feet long. It has some trees on it and some rock outcropping and like that. And it looks like the boat will probably hit the island.
Castle plans right now.
But on the island, you see a moving silhouette. You see somebody kind of move across in the trees for a second.
Dion, person.
What?
Someone there, over by the trees.
Okay,
How large is the channel between the big island and the small island?
Okay. You know.
How large is the channel between the big and the small island?
Wide? Like, yeah. Width? Mm-hmm. Easily 60 feet.
Which island is
How far do I think I'll be able to jump carrying one of these barrels?
If you can manage
I doubt that will affect the distance.
Okay.
It's a matter of can you hold on to the barrel or you can jump with it.
Yeah, it could pull it out of your hands. If you're strong enough.
Let me wear your shoes and I'll do it.
Tie it to yourself.
Two dead, too.
Does your rope still work?
Yeah, but I think normal rope will do.
But it's a lot faster this way.
Yeah, this rope might try and entangle you completely. And you may not be able to jump from it.
Okay, whatever.
Jenny, roll a d20.
Just risky.
I tie myself to the barrel with...
You might get entangled mid-air. Okay. Not mid-landing.
So that island is at long range for you, and you can see that you barely just kind of make it out, but the boat will probably hit the island. because it's free, unless someone begins to actually steer it. And the fire looks like it's raging out of control on the rear of the ship.
Okay, I'm gonna head down from the tower then.
Say again?
I'm gonna head down from the tower then if
okay.
I don't see any other
seawolves. How many, are there any
seawolves
still in the water?
No. I already checked. No seawolves that are visible.
Okay, how far from the shore are we?
Except, yeah, that are alive, I should say, that way. Probably 50 feet.
I'm gonna attempt to get control of the
to
boat.
To the back corner
just
of the boat.
Dive off and swim.
Yarr, a pirate's life for me.
Okay, so you're leaving.
Yeah.
Roll a d20 for me.
8.
Okay, as you go to dive off the boat and swim back, you do notice the captain suspended in midair about 8 feet above the water, about 15 feet out off the dock.
How am I supposed to get him down?
Well, you're fairly certain he'll come down. That's not going to be the problem.
I can break this whole person, I think.
Okay, anyway, you're fairly sure pretty soon he's probably going to come down.
Go in the kitchen.
You just...
How
he'll
far off?
Come down into the water.
How far off the dock?
Also, he has a first... Right now, he's... Remember, when you're held, you can see. So, he has a plain view of his ship that's burning.
He can see... He's facing that direction?
Yes. Kinda. Enough to see, like, out the corner of his eye.
He doesn't know you did it.
Yeah.
Someone's
but, you
gonna
know,
tell him you did
actually,
it.
Actually, I...
Someone's gonna tell him.
I didn't do it. The woman... That did it. The
right.
woman that was naked in the captain's cab.
Said, this is what's wrong with society.
And then you blew it up.
How do you know?
Nobody else had... First of all,
because
it's
you.
Anyway,
to
this is not being discussed in character. Thank you. What are you doing?
I'm going to try and wrestle control of the boat.
I'm going to go to shore because it's going to be closer from there.
Yep.
And then I guess I just get ready and try to... Get him
back. I'm going
to
try and wrestle control of the burning boat.
Okay. You need to, because you're carrying equipment and armor, you need to make a swim check, and you're not actually proficient.
No.
So that makes it harder still.
It's a dex check?
It is based off of dex, unless you start to fail.
12?
You're making progress. It's going to take you, at this rate, it'll take you 3 minutes to get back there, and... You're continually going below the water, like you're not staying up.
Okay.
Might probably turn to strength soon.
Huh?
Right, turns to strength after a while.
It turns to con.
Oh.
Oh boy, that's worse. Okay, I rolled a 1 this time.
Okay, so you're halfway back, easy. You've got, if you make a check, you've got one more round.
That's a 3.
Okay, no problem. So you're back, you haul yourself sopping wet and exhausted onto the dock.
The captain can't swim, can he?
Don't know.
He's a captain of a ship, you would think.
That's not how that works.
No. Actually, in the great age of sail, when everything was by tall ship and they were all sailing crap, 80% of sailors couldn't swim.
Only doggy paddle.
No, only doggy paddle. If they could even do that.
I'm going to try and wrestle control of the boat.
Okay. Get a hold of the whip staff. And there's no sails is the problem. So you know the most ships this size are equipped with oars for when, you know, minor maneuvering and when there's no wind. That you'd be capable of. You know how to do that.
Everyone's dead.
Oh, wait, no, because that's a... That's a former.
I used to know how to do
that.
Yeah,
you used to know how to do that. Yeah, so they're going to have to decide exactly how important it is. But anyway, and then you know it needs some sail. If you're going to get any steering capabilities, you need some sail.
Dear Moo, just help me get these barrels on me. I'll take them over there, and I'll come back and get you.
He's tying barrels to himself.
I'll get them after you.
Get them first. But yeah, because they're in.
Really? Okay.
Okay, Lori is going to go below decks and get her equipment.
Hashtag plain alignment.
Hashtag.
He's being the good guy.
Yeah. But,
being the good guy. All right.
But yeah, I'll help him tie rope. And
if you use the command rope, then it'll only take a minute. Not
okay.
Even
it right. Won't try and entangle him or anything?
No, I mean. You just say, Tie or bind.
Okay.
Point it toward the barrel.
I shall do that.
Yeah.
Command rope. I command thee.
Tie, bind. Okay. Sorry. So you have the two heavy barrels tied to you. Your knees are quivering slightly.
They just need to land.
You're not thinking this is going to feel good.
You're going to land. That's not the worry.
I'm just going to land, try not to break the barrels, hope I stay conscious.
I stay conscious, try not to break both my legs. Okay. Okay.
Are we doing both at once?
Jenny, we're rolling 20.
Should we do one at a time?
Probably.
15.
Okay. What's your wisdom?
16.
Okay. From the tower, you don't see any opponents.
I can't jump that
but out there on the island, you see.
No, it's not.
That's how far I had to go.
What is apparently one of the creatures. So this is at long range for bowfire.
Wow.
And he is dragging a body, and it appears to be a young female, probably late teens, up onto shore. She's sopping wet. She's wearing a white dress.
Oh, wait, it could be.
Which is somewhat,
soaked
through.
It could be their saving person.
And he is dragging her up. And then you see two more creatures come from the woods on the island, and they approach, and they look like they're moving to help him bring up the body.
There's three more on the island!
Okay. So you hear that.
Huh?
She says, there's three more on the island.
Yeah,
alright, forget it. We're taking both at once.
We should. Have you jumped yet? Has he jumped yet?
No.
Okay, so you're taking both, strapping both barrels to yourself and leaping for shore is the plan?
Yeah, strap both, jump back, we'll leap to the island.
Got it. I jump with both barrels.
If you don't come back in a couple minutes, I'm leaving. I'm swimming to the island.
Wait, how long is it to the shore?
25?
Now, no.
More now.
60?
Oh, so
how close to the island?
Get back.
The small to island. The one out there. It's a small island?
Yeah.
20? Less than 20?
Big island?
Can I control how far I jump?
The other direction. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I can go vertically.
The other direction.
But my boots?
20, 30.
My boots will absorb the shock, so it'll help, I think.
You've been doing it so far.
But they can absorb shock. A 60-foot fall.
But if you're doing a 60-foot jump.
Okay, so you're jumping.
Yeah.
All right. Roll d20.
Well, but it's not vertically 16.
Do you know how suspension works?
14. Well, but it's not vertically 16 feet.
Okay. You leap.
So the force of the leap.
And you come up about maybe 5 foot short of shore, but you land in just about 4 foot of water. Okay. And when you land. But it doesn't mean, like, your feet don't hurt really bad or whatever from the impact. However, where the rope is attaching the barrels to you, burns. Like, and there's force applied very hard. And you will take 6 points of damage.
Ow!
Which was max. It was a d6.
Times 10, it cuts you in half.
But your knees don't snap, which is the important thing.
It's
I have to walk up out of the 4 feet of water. I have to walk 5 feet before I can take it off.
You just jump. A short jump.
I can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought I had to just jump higher to go less distance.
No.
Okay, I jump a short jump.
Okay. And roll a saving throw versus spell. If you make the save, you take no damage.
5.
You rolled a 5. So I take d3. 3 points. You're on shore. Barrel's tied to you.
Do a barrel roll.
I'm taking the barrels off.
Do an aileron roll.
Okay. All you gotta do is grab the rope and tell it to untie.
Untie!
Okay. It does. The barrels
Why
fall.
Why didn't the wolf just do that?
Roll a d10. On a 1 on a d10, one of the barrels falls on a foot.
No! 5.
Okay, you're fine.
5 feet.
Roll another d10. On a 1 on a d10, one of the barrels starts rolling toward the water.
5.
The barrels settle into the mud.
If one of those had landed on my foot, it would have knocked me unconscious, like I guarantee you.
I want you down.
I'm at 2.
My foot!
The flames are roaring out the back of the cabin. Theon is on shore. You waiting for the captain to drop to rescue him, or what are you doing?
I have a copy of Phantom Armor.
He needs it.
It says one way gun.
Best cast it, buddy.
Okay. So after a minute or so, sure enough, the spell ends.
Chromatic orb with one Phantom Armor.
Bloosh! He falls 8 foot into the water.
Does he look like he can swim?
That's all on that page.
Yeah, it takes a minute. But once he gets oriented, he can swim up out of the water.
Okay.
And he doesn't have armor on, so.
What was that? Oh, yeah, the captain.
I forgot about him. All right. That leaves poor Oa captured on the island.
What's going on with Janie this whole time?
Let me look and see what the range of fear is.
For another almost 2.5 hours.
You really got to embellish the story to her. Say we like fought a dragon or something.
Yeah.
What's the range of fear?
There's 100 sea wolves.
What's the range of fear, do you know?
4,000.
To the target?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was...
Long enough.
Pretty sure it was in a cone. Yeah, so I could try and fear these three dudes.
It's got a range of like a couple inches and then... Plus it's got a couple inches on the cone, so it's long enough.
Okay.
Because that'd be like 80 yards.
I'm going to try...
40 yards, which would be 120 feet.
Can I see the three dudes from here?
You can fear a football field.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.